Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 233, Nintendo 3DDS. This is the show recorded on the 23rd of January, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yeah. I'm so going to like copy and paste that over and over, and you're going to sound really stupid.
Thank you very much, Paul.
That's okay.
Now for the news.
So obviously the big news this week has been the European and US price information about the Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, that's right.
To cut a long story short, UK release date 25th of March, price £230. Although some retailers you might find it a wee bit under that
price.
Yeah,
about £220 some places are selling it.
But yeah, obviously quite expensive.
Very expensive for a handheld. I mean, I thought PSP was expensive. But then again, what did PSP come out for?
PSP was I don't know. PSP was...
So I didn't get it on release. I got one when they came out in white.
Well, if you talk about the 3DS, I'll talk about the PSP prices in a second.
Oh, what, and compare them. Okay, so...
I'll do research on the fly.
This all happened, of course... Can you scroll it down a bit to my show notes?
Oh, your show notes? And my show notes not good enough for you?
Don't do show notes, I do. Oh no!
What are you, dude? You're getting distracted when we're trying to do the show.
No, I just screwed it up. All happened in Amsterdam. They had the lovely Jonathan Ross.
Oh god!
Who felt really out of place and kind of like Dara Breen was on the Stargazer Live thing.
Oh dear!
Because it was kind of the people, the Nintendo people, and the developers from, well, not developers, but I'd say probably more producers from some other companies were there talking and stuff like that.
PSP was 180 when it came out?
Really? No, that's what I paid for mine.
Went on sale in the UK for 180.
That's weird.
PSP Go was quite expensive when that came out, wasn't it?
Yeah. How much was that? £250? It was £250, wasn't it? And then it went down in price almost straight away.
Yeah. And of course now it's like half that price.
Mm. So they had Jonathan Ross there asking awkward questions and seeming like he was in the way a little bit. But either way, they had him there. Obviously,
well, he's
so
desperate for work, obviously.
Well, it's, I guess, so people could, from the UK, which seemed to be the main people at this event, could have someone to relate to, maybe, because they were
what,
in a foreign country.
Retard.
But yeah, so as Paul said, March 25th over here.
No one cares about America.
The...
It's $250 dues in America.
Yeah. So, in America, they've confirmed the first... Well, there's going to be more than 30 titles coming out between the launch and June 7th, which is when E3 starts. What's that mean?
I was just going to say release window.
Yeah, yeah, the release window. So, they've announced stuff for America, but they haven't really announced that much confirmation of games over here. So 23 of the games they've announced in the US will be Pilot Wings Resort, Nintendo Dogs and Cats. Also looking on the game's website, they've got Nintendo Dogs and Cats, Bulldog, and another one. They've got two varieties on there, whereas nobody else has that except Game does.
Game have like a limited edition exclusive, and that's why they've listed it as two separate ones or something.
They're both talking about dog breeds, though. But then again, what would you call it? Nintendo Dogs and Cats Tabby. Cat breeds.
Nintendo Dogs and Cats
Tabby.
Doggy Land.
Shin Megami Tennessee Devil Survivor. So that's, it's usually Devil Summoner. Devil Survivor Overclocked.
He's been overclocked now. See, does that make him more powerful at the expense of going wrong?
Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition. Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D. Madden NFL Football. Sims 3 3D.
Pro Evolution Soccer
2011 3D, Lego Star Wars 3, Clone Wars 3D, Ridge Racer 3D, Dual Pen Sports, I don't know what that is.
Super Monkey Ball.
Thor, God of Thunder, of course, released with the film. Crush 3D, which is a sequel to Crush that was the PSP game. Buster Movie Universe 3D, Samurai Warriors Chronicles, Dead or Alive Dimensions, Asphalt 3D. Didn't Asphalt come out really close at the start of the launch of this DS as well, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars, which is actually a top-down game.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite weird, because they've got this new 3D-ness technology stuff, and they do a top-down game.
Combat of Giant Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
3D.
It was quite funny watching 3D. The conference. The guy from Ubisoft didn't refer to them as dinosaurs. He kept calling them dragons.
Whoops.
I was like,
someone's a bit out of date. Dragons was like last year's thingy. The dinosaurs was like 2-3 years ago now.
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell 3D, which I believe might be Chaos Theory. I may be wrong about that though. Rayman's 3D and Rayman's Travel in Time. So, oh sorry, Rabbids. Well, it's usually got Rayman in front of it, hasn't it?
Not anymore. The Rabbids are so awesome, they've eclipsed Rayman.
So, that's the 23 they've announced for America. I know definitely we're going to have in the UK Nintendogs and Cats, Super Street Fighter 4, and Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars. They're definite ones. The others maybe that we'll get would be like Ridge Racer, Super Monkey Ball.
Gamer advertising a few more, Super Monkey Samurai. Ball, Pro Evo. Things like that. Then they've got other things for what they call launch window, such as Legend of Zelda, which I thought was like quite a while.
So in Japan, that's off. In the launch window.
Okay.
At the moment, that's not in the launch window for anywhere else.
All right.
Because they have to translate it, of course.
Yeah.
As well as that, they've said a few other things. So it's going to have some ARG cards with it.
Some what?
Augmented reality cards.
What?
ARG.
That sounds really futuristic that you plug into your brain or something.
So you get like 6 little cards with it. You put a card on the table and then you can play a game with it. So then things
so
come
it's
out.
It's a card game.
No, things come out of the card on your DS. And then you can move around it and stuff like that.
Right.
I was watching it on my thing.
Makes
on my
sense.
Computer.
I make sense with that.
So it reads information off the card and makes a game. Well, it doesn't make a game. It automatically has a game programmed into it. That the 3DS then sees and makes you play.
Right. I still have no clue what that means.
It means you need a table if you want to play it.
So by card, you mean like a piece of
a
card?
A piece of a card.
Not like a cartridge.
No, a card that has a little picture on it, made of paper or card. Well, it'd be made of card.
Right.
Put it on the table.
Right.
You put the 3DS on. There's an augmented reality game section on there.
Right.
You select that. It tells you how far you have to stand away.
Oh, and you take a picture of the card.
You don't take a picture. It does it live.
Oh, so you just point the thing
at
the card and then it sees
what
card...
Okay. It looks at the card and then the game opens
itself
up. Because
you didn't tell me
the
bit where the DS looks at the card to see which one it is.
Well,
it just
uses the camera to do that. But you don't ever take a picture and it's always happening and it'll always show your environment in the thing. So you'll see the table with the card on it and the stuff coming out of it. Does that make a bit of sense?
All right, it still seems totally pointless.
Can I have the mouse, please?
It's my mouse.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's your mouse, that's right.
Go get your SteelSeries mouse. Leave my Habu alone.
Okay, and then, do I have anything else? No. So they had a few games on show. Steel Diver. Is that a submarine game? It's a submarine game.
Cool.
Okay.
Controlled entirely with the touchscreen and motion sensor. This worked extremely well in situ.
It's Japanese. Not Ubisoft.
You're Japanese.
So yeah, they had a few games on show. So they had Zelda, Kid Icarus, Steel Diver. I keep reading that as Driver. Nintendo's and Cats, Dead or Alive, Pez. Sorry. Pro Evo, even though they put pairs on the front now.
Pro Evo.
Resident Evil Mercenaries, Asphalt 3D, Dinosaurs 3D, or Combat of the Dinosaurs 3D, and Rabbids Travel in Time.
Yeah, we know about those.
Well, I was just saying that's what they had on the show, so people have looked at. Okay. I only had a chance to look at Nintendogs and Pilot Wings previously. Wait. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't even know what you're looking at, to be honest.
I'm just looking at my notes. I'm sure we mentioned it before, but they have officially confirmed as well that you can... to get your DSiWare games transferred over to your 3DS.
How do you do that?
I think via SD maybe? I don't know, they haven't exactly said.
Dear.
They said you'll be able to do it, but they have also said you'll have numbers of licenses on your 3DS games you download via the store. So, say you have to delete games to have space on your memory card or something like that, if you've downloaded them so many times, it will say you have to buy it again. They're doing that, of course, to minimise people sharing games with each other.
Because
that's one thing that you couldn't do with the DSi.
No, because the titles were locked permanently to the machine, you were stuck. But now they're allowing this transfer stuff. Obviously, you could transfer it to a few...
Obviously, they don't want people transferring it to the interwebs, where people can then share it indefinitely. Which makes sense. They also announced Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance. This was actually announced... Oh, you got glass in your hands.
Yes, I have glass on my hands still.
You should sort that out.
I'm doing Gamercast, yo. Gamercast important. Just because I'm covered in glass and stuff from like 7 hours ago when someone decided to blow a cabinet out in my face.
So the Kingdom Hearts game was announced at the Square Enix press thing that happened the day before the 3DS one, I believe.
Well, we mainly did it for the explosions.
And it's set to be a prologue to the final battle in Kingdom Hearts.
The final battle when Mickey Mouse falls down the drain.
No date as yet.
Okay. Just to explain about our title this week.
Okay.
Because some people might think I'm being a bit weird.
Or a bit
possibly a bit thick.
Yeah.
The title of the show is Nintendo because some guy said to me the other day, have you got a Nintendo such and such? He actually said Nintendo. And that's exactly what, like, a computer voice recognition will try to say if it's not programmed, because it is actually, you know, spelt Nintendo.
Yeah.
We're calling it a free DDS in honor of Danny, who keeps calling it the free DDS. Hey, have you heard about the free DDS? Answers phone. Hey, we're pre-ordering the free DDS. We're the free DDS. And it's like, Danny, no, it's the free DS. And he's like, oh, sorry, I meant the free DDS. And he, oh, so yeah, that's why we're doing it. It is to mock people who cannot talk properly.
Right. No, you don't say things like that.
What?
Who don't talk properly.
It's not my fault they can't talk properly.
That makes it sound like you're taking the mick out of lots of people.
Well, learn how to speak properly. Go to
it. No. Don't say things like that. It's
now
you mean,
what?
You mean you're just making fun of this guy because he said, it's just like how you get GTA IV. Or the WII.
Have you got the YI in stock?
I hate that. I had so many kids.
The YI.
Back when GTA 4 came out. Say, have you got GTA IV? I was like, sorry, don't you know Roman numerals? And they're like, what?
What?
It's like, it's 4. Read it. Learn it in school. There you go.
Right, so now Catherine's also ranted, which means I'm completely off the hook. Let's talk a bit about L.A. Noire, because this is the game with the funky faces.
Yeah, that I'm looking forward to. So, there's a trailer coming out tomorrow for it, but it was leaked on the interwebs. And the trailer was actually announcing the release date for the game.
Whoopsie.
So, the release
date coming out?
Got let out a bit earlier. May 17th.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is pretty soon.
And this is on 360 PS3.
Yes.
PC?
Maybes.
No.
Not PC. Not PC.
No PC, I'm not buying it then, Let's talk about...
I was just going to say as well, apparently the trailer gives a lot more information into what's happening in the game.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to watch it, because it's been taken off most websites.
They've got some funny faces in front of some cameras. I wonder if it had, like, it can actually do the tongue stuff as well, so I'm like...
Don't do that, it's gross.
What?
They probably just heard your tongue move.
Well, it's not my fault it flaps around if I have it sticking out. Anyway, let's talk about Final Fantasy XIII-2,
yep.
The sequel to Final Fantasy XIII.
Yeah, so similar to what they did to Final Fantasy X-2, they're doing Final Fantasy XIII-2.
This is PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, coming out in the future.
Next winter. They say next winter, so I guess that would mean 2012 then. Quite a while,
especially for us to mention it, so let's skip past that.
I was just going to say as well, it's having a brand new story, and it comes off from the previous title and has a similar battle system, but not many other details have come out.
What a shame. What's this other thing?
Final Fantasy Agito 13. So
Agito? What?
So it was a re-
Final Fantasy Agatha Christie meets Mr. Poirot, and then they duel with Sherlock Holmes. And so Chuck Norris gets involved.
Maybe we should call this Final Fantasy Type Zero instead in the show notes. So originally we were going to have a game coming
out. Just Type Zero, no 13.
Yeah, Type Zero.
Spell or?
Number. So originally we were going to have Final Fantasy Agito 13 coming out on PSP, which has to do with 13. However, they've now renamed it to Type 0.
Okay.
Apparently, they've also registered trademarks for Type 1, 2, and Type 3, so maybe they're going to be doing quite a few of these. But Agato was announced, like, a few years back, and, yeah, it's now got a different name. What are you doing?
Hmm?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You're supposed to be talking about Death Smiles.
I wasn't sure what you were doing. Yep, so Death Smiles.
Dragoon Order.
It's now been officially shown what you get in the Death Smiles Deluxe Edition. We believe as well that the only version you're able to get, it's got two Bs in it, is the Deluxe Edition. They're not doing a normal version. And that has in it three discs. So, like I mentioned a while back, and you how you get a desktop accessory... A desktop accessory. It was the one where Hypatia died.
Just some random stuff to throw out in here.
Well, Paul's looking. Oh, you passed it.
All right.
Go on, Bennett. Go on, Bennett. So, a desktop accessory, what I was hoping meant some sort of figure, is actually a disc with stuff to put on your PC. I imagine, like, wallpapers and little icons and stuff like that. Which is kind of a shame, because I wouldn't have minded a figure. But, you know, there's not much else you could do. But yeah, so that's pretty cool that they've now shown that. So you get three discs with the game, because you get the game, the desktop accessory, and the original soundtrack as well. And you can pre-order that on, like, loads of places now for about 18 quid, which is so cheap. So please buy it and support Cave and Rising Star so they bring more Cave shooters over here.
Okay, that's cool. Dead Space 2 is almost here.
Yeah, Dead Space 2, of course, comes out this Friday. And
we'll talk about it in the new releases section.
We will do. There's one thing that's inside the box that...
Boogeyman.
Not the Boogeyman. There's one thing inside the box that is kind of a cross-promotion. So inside there you get a little piece of paper with a code to allow you to wear Isaac's armor in Dragon Age 2. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So like how they gave you armor with Mass Effect for Dragon Age. Actually, no, it was Dragon Age for Mass Effect. Is that right?
What?
Either way, they've done cross promotion stuff before, and they're doing it again. And so if you buy it on whatever format, Dead Space 2, you get this little code. So then if you buy Dragon Age 2, then you have Isaac's costume in there.
I see.
Yep. Next up. Is something that Paul's actually watched as well and quite enjoyed.
Yes, I have watched it. I thought it was mildly amusing.
It was quite good. Amusing?
Well, it was funny, the bit with the zombies. Or the walkers. We can't call them zombies.
Okay, so the next title of... next thing on our show notes even, sorry, is The Walking Dead, because it's been kind of rumoured. Paul doesn't like us doing rumours, but I'm doing a rumour.
This is GamerCast, factual.
It seems almost definite. So, anyone who hasn't watched The Walking Dead really should. It's based on the comic book that came out a few years back. And it's still being made, maybe, I believe. And then they spawned a TV show off it, which is really good.
It's alright.
Well, I quite enjoyed it. I think it's quite a nice difference. I don't know. More serious than most normal zombie things are.
I suppose.
And it's a TV show. But yeah, so they've made that. And... apparently Telltale Games, who of course recently made Back to the Future, and they're also now doing Jurassic Park and all that stuff, they're revealing five new multi-platform games that they're working on February 17th. And apparently Walking Dead may be one of those, because they've said that one of their five new properties is based on a just-launched property from the TV and comic book world whose popularity is changing life for some know. And I don't know what else really recently has had a TV adaptation of a comic book. I think The Walking Dead could be quite a good thing. What are you pointing at? I'm not turning around. Why are you just pointing?
I don't know. Yeah, so The Walking Dead could quite well be it. Let's talk about Killzone 3, because this is actual factual information now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Killzone 3 is a game. It's coming out on PlayStation. It's well known as always being put up against Halo as being, oh, the Halo killer. And then it turned out to be rubbish.
One thing that's been announced now is that if you pick up a copy of Killzone 3, you get access to the SOCOM 4 beta.
Beta.
So yeah, if you're interested in the SOCOM beta, you'll get a thingy for it in your copy of Killzone. And that was pretty much that news.
All right, Cannon Fodder 3, really exciting news now, has been announced. Those people who are older than like 7-year-old noobs like Sean will know the Cannon Fodder series as being the awesome ones where you lead your little squad of like 4 or 5 men around, pew, 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 shooting people. Isometric shooter, you just sort of drag them around. So it's sort of like a strategy game. No base building, obviously, but you just have your team walk around a map and kill everything, basically. So yeah, they've announced the third one. It will again be an isometric top-down-y style shooter, by the look of it, although there's no actual screenshots yet, but that's what we are assuming, and that is what, you know, what's been said leads us to believe. The storyline in it is utterly stupid, and they should change it immediately, because apparently all the countries of Europe, Asia, and Africa have all agreed to set up an alliance to establish a dictatorship. Which, the sentence doesn't really make sense, but apparently we have to stop them. Sorry, as part of Europe, you know, I agree to this alliance, and we should gang up on those evil people in Peru.
What?
Our alliance will destroy them when we invade with our mighty tanks and elephants. Hurrah!
Yes, Paul.
Yes, me.
So Cody's are making that. But, well, Cody's are publishing that. It's being made by a company in Russia, I believe. GFI?
Oh, dear. Anyway, more importantly, this is the features it needs. It needs the hillside graveyard. I need to feel emotionally attached to my soldiers so that when they get killed, because your troops in Cannon Fodder get killed permanently, and you see their graves on the flipping graveyard, and so you need they need to get that attachment in there, because you're like trying to keep your favourite people alive. Oh, that one can go. I don't care if he gets killed. So yeah, they need to do that or else it's pointless. Red Faction Origin.
I was going to say, talking about Cannon Fodder, I think it's kind of cute because Gary has described that exact same kind of thing about Cannon Fodder.
Oh, Gary's trying to be my friend.
No. In the past, about the graveyard thing.
It's like
that hillside part, and then the guys dying and being emotionally attached to them.
And then, of course, the music as well. Do you see all the people, new recruits? Yeah, it's really cool. Red Faction Origins has been announced.
Yeah, so they're making... Sci-Fi and THQ are working together to make a 2-hour Red Faction Origins television movie.
By television movie, they mean cheap movie. They can't show at the cinema.
Yeah. So... They say Battlestar Galactica's Kate Vernon, but I don't know who Kate Vernon is.
Kate Vernon?
That's her real name, but I'm just like, I don't know who that is.
Maybe she's like one of the smelly people in it who we don't pay attention to.
They've got Gareth David Lloyd, who some may know over here, of course, because he was one of the Welsh guys in Torchwood.
Torchwood?
He played Yanto, was it? I think it was Yanto.
Oh, her. Great. Oh, God.
Oh.
it's flipping Colonel Ty's missus.
Yeah. The
oh,
drunk
dear.
Lady. And then a few other people. So it's quite nice when you get things made off of things. Of course, they're not generally that good. I always got Robert Patrick in it as well. He's pretty cool. T-1000?
What?
T-1000?
The T-1000, dude! The what guy who's made of liquid metal?
There you go, T-1000.
Oh my god.
I always get his number.
Oh my god, he's going to kill us all. Run away!
But yeah, he's in it. So, you know, it's got to be kind of good. It's got Robert Patrick in it.
Wait,
but then that's not true.
We have to trick him.
Wait, so then again, because this is Red Faction, this is going to be what, on Mars?
Red Faction is traditionally on Mars. But of course, this is Origin, so it'll be on the Earth, because it's the origin of it. That way they can save 10 million out of the film straight away. Of course, 10 million is probably higher than their entire budget.
But yeah, so they're doing that now. I imagine it will air on Sci-Fi Channel. And it will be aired in May this year.
Oh, really? So it's pretty much done then?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find it on the
torrent. They've been filming
website.
It in Bulgaria. Obviously, because it's cheap.
Obviously, to save money. Actually, I'll tell you what. Bulgaria have a fairly decent... Well, Bulgaria is one of the better countries around there. It's Romania you have to watch out for.
Okay.
Just saying. Although Hungary is the coolest country in that area, I'll be honest. For many reasons. Too many to go into on this podcast. If you do want me to go into it, you have to write in and tell us. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is less than a month away. Why are we talking about this again?
They've announced 2 more characters.
Oh, God, who cares?
They've now announced Akuma, who of course people know from Street Fighter, who's pretty cool because he looks pretty cool. I have a cool Akuma t-shirt. Not that you notice. Yes, I do. And
I have a cool spare parts t-shirt that I'm wearing right now. Look, Gary, spare parts. I'm wearing it. It's the guy, the robot man. That's the one and that's the other.
Marty and Chip. Yep. And the Taskmaster from Marvel's comics.
Okay.
We might as well skip this next one.
What, the Deutschland thing?
Yeah, there's like a video game museum thing.
Okay, we'll skip that. Forget that. We'll just take that off. We'll just like give you a tease of it. Crisis 2.
Multiplayer demo.
Has got a multiplayer demo coming out on the 25th, which is what, Tuesday, Wednesday-ish? Tuesday.
Exclusive to Xbox Live.
This is the one thing that I knew about and you interrupted. So yeah, Crisis 2 is a game I'm convinced will be rubbish, so we'll just skip over that.
Ooh,
Catherine.
Wait. So, Crisis 2 is going to be January 25th, which is of course the same day that the Bulletstorm demo comes out as well. Bulletstorm?
What's the game that Bart Simpson played? Bone Storm. Now that's a good game! I can't remember how the intro music goes though. But Bone Storm is cool. It's like...
Yes, Paul.
Yes, carry on.
And that will be for Xbox, for gold members. I don't know when it will come out for silver members.
They don't call it silver anymore. It's free.
Okay, free. But that's for gold members.
Keep up on the lingo.
Okay,
Catherine has got a demo coming out at some point, not too far
January
away.
January 27th.
So that's like a...
Thursday,
Catherine can play that.
So it comes out on Thursday.
Unfortunately, we don't have enough bandwidth for you to download it.
Yes, we do. Paul, I want to download the demo. So it comes out January 27th. For anyone who's got a Japanese PSN or Xbox Live account.
No, we don't have any left. Sorry, you can't download it. Okay, I'll let you download it.
I don't even know how big it's going to be.
20 meg.
So the game, of course, comes out February 17th. So you actually get, what, a week? 2 weeks? Is that?
I've got that week off.
You get quite a while before it comes out to give it a play on the demo. And that is for gold subscribers as well. So if you have had a Japanese account on Xbox Live for a while, you have to create a new one in order to get a month's free gold.
Oh no, it's yours still in gold?
It probably won't be by then, but I can create another one.
Okay, because I think on an Xbox you can only have 3 accounts with a trial.
I think it's 5.
Are you sure?
5 in total that you can do.
Sure.
It's either 5 or 3.
Okay, whatever. So I don't care anyway.
Either way, we ain't creating any accounts on this one, have we?
No, I suppose not. Double Fine's
I was just going to say, anyone who's a free member will have to wait until... Is that what, the 3rd of February? That'd be the 3rd of February, right?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay.
With these crazy US dates, yeah, which no one knows like which way around they are. Double Fine's new game coming out is that stupid doll, stucky doll thing.
How do you say it?
Matryoshka.
Yeah.
That's coming out on the February 8th.
For PSN. And then, of course, a day later for Xbox Live. Yep. So February 9th.
$15 redos or 1,200 Microsoft points.
Sadly, like Costume Quest, there's no audio dialogue.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, but they're saying that's the, well, kind of the setting of it, because it's set, like, in the, I don't know, 30s or something like that, so.
Mortal Kombat has a release date of the 18th of April in the UK. That's the new, hopefully decent Mortal Kombat game with a 2D fighting environment rather than the stupid 3D.
Have you seen that? It will go on sale on Mortal Monday at midnight in the UK.
Right. A Monday launch for a game.
They think they can do that? Yeah, Monday launch.
People are going to break the streak date.
They are. They'll sell it on the Friday.
They'll be like, well, screw that. Because someone's bound to do it, aren't they? And then once someone does it, everyone else will start doing it. Duke Nukem Forever
finally has a release date.
Has been cancelled again.
So it's coming out May 3rd in America and May 6th elsewhere.
So they say.
There's a trailer up that you can watch, a new one.
Wow, the vaporware game has a trailer. It must exist. Yakuza 4 has a release date of March 18th.
Yep, so of course this has been out a while in Japan, but we've finally gotten a confirmed release date for this, because of course previously it was just spring.
Tales from Space. Isn't that something from Back to the Future? Isn't that like in the first one?
Maybe, like the little comic.
George McFly's
comic.
Well,
this is book. Kind of in that kind of B-movie retro style.
About a blob. This is a game coming out on PlayStation.
Yeah, it's only PSN. There's going to be a... Is it a demo?
George McFly branded plush toy.
Charlotte told me there's already a demo out. Or she heard there was a demo out for PlayStation Plus people. But the game itself comes out February 8th.
PlayStation Plus.
But that is in America, and the European, well, the PAL release date has not been announced as of yet, but I'd imagine it'd be quite soon to then. And that's pretty much the news for this week.
But we didn't talk about the Nintendo 3DDS.
Yeah, we did. Look at the top. We talked about it.
Damn. Oh, well.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we've got a few letters this week.
Yeah.
We've got one from a dude called Vince.
Yes.
He says, "Hi guys." I don't actually says hi guys. That's the old way of spelling it.
Oh, what? No, spelling with
you have to spell it. Z. You have to spell it the stupid new hip guys. Cool kid way. My name is Vince from Canada, a.k.a. the coldest fracking part of the Commonwealth, lol. I just discovered your show through a YouTube channel 2 weeks ago.
Through the YouTube channel.
Oh, sorry, through the YouTube channel. I'm not trying to make it sound like a retard. No. More specifically, through the Demon's Souls Collector's Edition video. And I absolutely love the podcast. You two make me laugh at the same time as informing me of gaming news that I'm too lazy to search for myself. I like your show so much that I find myself downloading previous episodes and putting them on my iPod. Sorry, I know it's an Apple product, and listening to them at work. And even though news isn't really news anymore, lol, I wrote to you to ask a question. You may have already said this in one of the previous 200-some podcasts, but my question is to you two, especially Paul, seem to prefer... Whoa, let's reread it. I'm reading too fast.
Yeah, so...
He says, my question to you two, which is what it should be.
Yeah.
So you two... You two... seem to prefer the Xbox over the Sony and Nintendo consoles. Ow! This is actually how it...
Yeah, okay. So, what were your favourite consoles before Microsoft was a contender? Do you prefer PS1 or SNES/N64? And saying the PC is cheating. Lol.
The personal computer. Computers for people.
Mm-hmm. So, my favourite console is Dreamcast.
Okay, that's a quite a nice sort of a ancestor to the Xbox, you could argue.
Well, I suppose because it had the Microsoft stuff running in it. Well, Windows of some variety, wasn't it?
Windows CE.
Yeah. But my favourite console is the Dreamcast, but I did love the N64 as well. But I also like the SNES and the Mega Drive. And the Master System, and Saturn, and Mega CD was alright. And the Game Boys. All the Game Boys.
Okay.
Game Gear was alright, but a bit of a battery hogger.
Well, as a poor person...
PS1 was alright too. I'm poor.
You got more money than me.
I'm poor.
As a poor person, I could only ever afford cheap things. So
yeah,
I had
too.
A £1,000 PC.
£1,000 PC?!
Before
that's not
that,
cheap.
I had a £800 Archimedes A7000, and then before that, a £600 Archimedes A3010.
That's a lot of money.
Cheap.
Flippin' heck.
Yeah, but I needed it to do work. I needed it to hone my Leap programming skills.
Okay.
For the BBC Basics version 6. I also had a Sega Saturn. I also had a Master System. See what I mean by poor? We never had a Mega Drive. I was poor and had to have the Master
System.
Yeah,
and my consoles didn't cost more than a tenner.
Yeah, but...
Because some people couldn't afford to buy things brand new and had to buy them second-hand, Paul.
Oh, so you're one of these people who's destroying the industry by buying second-hand stuff?
No, back then. Now, I buy brand new things. Back then, I couldn't afford it.
Dude, don't lecture me, yo.
I know, I lecture you enough on this, don't I?
I'm poorer
than you.
When
you say you're poor.
Yes, anyway, I also had a spectrum.
Oh, me too. That's what we had growing up. Back in the 90s or something.
I suppose I should really go through order instead of going backwards. First, I got the spectrum. Really liked that. My dad picked it up from some dodgy bloke near the bus station in Yeovil for £50 with a couple of cassette basket, the little cassette carry cases you had, which could hold maybe 15 or 20 cassettes.
What, the ones which had a little clip
and
you'd open it up?
Yeah, they would flip open.
Yeah, I had one of those.
They used them on Red Box for the Black Box in one of the episodes. Yeah, just one of those cassette tapes. Had one of those. And then I was still in primary school. When I got the Master System, I was probably in the last year or almost the last year of primary school. Then I got the Saturn a couple of years later because I'd saved up loads of money. So this would have been maybe...
But you did a paper round, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And I wasn't. I didn't have a job.
I did work, yo.
I wasn't allowed to leave the house.
And well, we got the Master System from some place in Bridgewater because they were doing a package with the Master System and the triple game pack for £70 or £80.
That's not bad.
Yeah, see, I'm not buying them when they come out.
Yeah, well, when the Saturn came out, that was about £500, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I picked the Saturn up in 95, 96, maybe.
Okay.
Sort of parallel to that, I got the Archimedes as well. I actually remember going to Argos and getting the Saturn. It was £120, I think, I paid for it. This little 13-year-old me going, yeah, I'm going to Argos.
You had that much money when you were 13.
That's
wow.
Because I work. And
I didn't have that much money until I was 17.
Yeah, but this is back in the olden days where kids would work. Not nowadays.
Where could I work in a town with no post office? Not post office, a newsagent.
Why didn't you start a news... I would have started a newsagent if there weren't one.
They should be a newsagent.
You have to think like that, Catherine. Yeah. Yes, that was my last console I ever bought. Up until the Xbox One came out, because I'd gone PC at that point. I was my parents, splashed the money for a PC, and that was it. That was in 97, 98. We finally converted to Windows 95. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I had to get a pirate copy of Windows 98 when I came out.
And then you, of course, got a proper version.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the time 98 came out, I was Microsofting and getting beta copies and stuff anyway. So I had my release candidate versions of XP, which I was using. I was this XP is brilliant. And of course, I had to buy a new graphics card because I had these Voodoo graphics cards, and 3DFX went out of business a year before, and so there were no drivers for Windows XP. So I was and then I had to spend £300 on a GeForce Free. But it was rah! So yeah. So in short, I have avoided Sony and I have avoided Nintendo.
Can I do that? What you've just done?
Right, but this is going to be about 10 minutes, so I'm going to get something to eat.
Nah.
Come on.
So I started off with a Spectrum. I think we had an Acorn as well. But I think...
Which one?
I don't know. It had a clone of Frogger on it. It's called Hopper or something like that. So I started off with a Spectrum, a ZX... Plus one, maybe? Is that the one with a cassette built in? I started off with that, and then we managed to get a Plus 3 fairly cheap, which was the disc system one.
Oh, la-di-da! Rich person with their disc-based one. I had my cassette tapes.
So that was all of, primary school. Then, I think just as we were finishing primary school, we managed to get, a Master System. When I say we, I mean me and my sister, of course. I'm not some crazy person with two people in my head or something.
Mm-hmm.
and around that time then, I think we got a SNES, and then we got a Mega Drive. It's all kind of like a big mishmash. When I went to secondary school, we got a PS1.
Oh, one of those people, are you? Stupid PlayStation 1 with
the paper.
Stupid controllers.
Well, we really wanted it because... Well, actually, no... Charlotte really wanted a Sega Saturn, and I really wanted a PlayStation. And we saw...
Get off my show.
we went to someone's house to look at their Saturn that they were selling, and it was so amazing. They also had an amazing house, but they wanted way too much money for it. And they had Tomb Raider, and that was the first time I got to play Tomb Raider, and I kept dying. But that was well cool. But then we ended up getting... I'm not sure which we got first, maybe a PS1 or a Saturn. But then we had the two alongside each other. I think we got the Saturn first. But we... we'd always sell the previous console so we could get the newer ones. But either way, we wouldn't be paying much money for them, but it'd help out. And then we got like an N64, and what am I missing out here? Headmaster system. I ended up buying a NES quite late because we never actually got one. So I got it when I was later in secondary school. Nice and cheap with Metal Gear.
All day for this time.
Shush! Shush! The first console I got brand new would have been a PS1. Like the PS1 variety PS1s. You know those ones?
The slim ones.
Yeah, the white-coloured ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because Final Fantasy IX came out, and they were doing offers in... It used to be Currys or Comet or Dixon's or something like that. And we'd sold our PS1 previously, and my mum was really, really nice and got us a PS1. That was our first brand new console. We, of course, always had the handhelds and stuff as well. And then got a PS2 brand new about maybe 2-3 years after launch. So that was pretty cheap. And then we got an Xbox One brand new as well when they did the packs with Just the Radio and Sega GT and Halo.
Oh, yeah.
So we got that.
£200, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. That was like a really nice Christmas present.
I got my Xbox One on launch.
That would have been...
I had a PlayStation 1 like 5 or 6 months before.
Oh, yeah.
When GT3 came out. Sold that fairly promptly after getting the Xbox because it was just pointless. Yeah. Got the 360 when that came out. Don't see the point in having other consoles personally.
I can't remember when I got the Xbox.
Because the PC is still where I live.
And then a little while after getting the Xbox, I remember we pre-ordered the Xbox 360 where Game screwed up our deposit because they put a deposit down for a core system.
Oh, jeez.
And that scared the crap out of me when we found that out. So we spent ages faffing about that. Oh, we also got a GameCube brand new, but about a year after launch, I think. I remember putting the 360 deposit down. Shortly after that, I started working in game and bought my first console, which was like a DSi. And I also bought a PSP for myself. They were like my first me-bought consoles, which was quite nice. And then Xbox 360 came around, and that was like first launch console. Because mm-hmm. I wouldn't count a white PSP as the launch console.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just kind of gone on from then. I bought a Wii when I was in uni when they came out on launch. And I got a PS3 a few years down the line. But it's because they...
When they started discontinuing the 60s.
Yeah, when they were discontinuing the 60s, we had a pre-owned 60 gig when I was working in game. And I'd had it put by for me and they were like, you're going to have to buy it. So I bought it like just after they'd stopped doing the bundles for the pre-owned 60 gigs, because they had these bundles where you got like 5 games for nothing with it, and they'd finish that bundle. But in the end, I only got Ratchet and Clank with it on launch. Well, when I picked it up, not on launch. And then what else has come out since then? 360s. I got a DSi when it came out. I got Slim 360. It's kind of just gone on from there.
Alright,
but my I think that answers the question. That's a bit long. My favourite... Oh, I missed out the Dreamcast. I got one of those second hand from Cash Generator. Not the best place to buy them from, but it was cheap, and all the Dreamcast games had started going cheap by then, because like you could get Sonic Adventure from HMV brand new for like £8.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dreamcast is my favourite console because it's got some of my most favourite games on it. Sorry about that. That's quite long. Apologies if you fast forwarded because you just didn't want to listen to my game history. It's all a mishmash as well because there's more other stuff inside there, but
well, I didn't do the definitive thing because I could have mentioned all the Archimedes instead of just saying I got them in secondary school. Anyway, let's move on to a letter from Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
She says, hi, guys.
She spells it wrong as well.
Yep. Unfortunately, I'm writing in again this week. Sorry, Paul. Must say, I absolutely loved this last week's show and thoroughly enjoyed listening to it on my commute to work. It was really awesome, mainly on Paul's remarks, as always. I loved that the reason that Little Big Planet 2 was delayed was because Sackboy's bum was too big. I totally want to play Paul's version of Case West. It sounds awesome. My version of Case West was the one where Chuck Norris and Chuck Green fight, and then Chuck Norris gets killed and Frank West threatens to like take them because he has photographic evidence and so on and so on.
Yeah.
One little correction, though. Catherine said that Little Big Planet 2 was Move compatible. It's not. Ah!
Yeah, it's got Move features. Apologies.
What's the difference?
You can't use Move when playing the main game. It's got a prehistoric something or other.
So it's got a move bolt-on.
Yeah, it's not a move game.
Okay. Oh yeah, I love the butt lasers bit about Gary. Paul should keep it as a running joke.
I don't agree with that.
Butt and or bum lasers. Love the show, Charlotte. Okay, if you have a letter, send it into feedback@gamercast.net. And if you are lucky, I may read it out in a funny voice.
Yes, and apologies, Vince, for not reading your letter out sooner.
I still remember doing it, so I'm
sure we didn't.
I'm terrified that we've got a previous episode where we did all the stuff we just talked about.
You can check when we finished.
I ain't doing that. You do it.
It's time for Name That Game.
On last week's episode, everyone would have heard this.
Engage.
Aborting warp, Captain.
A couple of people guessed that. So Charlotte guessed that it was Star Trek Legacy also. So I think everyone just copied you, basically.
Yeah.
We had a guess from Sean. He said it was Star Trek Legacy as well. And, of course, Catherine said it was Star Trek Legacy. The actual answer was Star Trek Bridge Commander.
No.
Just kidding. It was actually Star Trek Legacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good guess then, huh?
So, yeah, well, Sean told me it was the only Star Trek game he knew of.
And what? There's been loads.
Oh, dear, Sean. So, yeah,
there's been tons of Star Trek games.
So I think Sean won by pure stupidity, which is what I'm going to put that down to. Anyway, this week we've got Sonic a little teeny weeny bit harder. Any guesses?
Is it related to anything we've mentioned on the show this week?
It was on one of the platforms that's been mentioned this week.
Oh, damn.
But that's quite a lot.
Any clues?
Old.
Old. Wow. Great clue. Any other clues?
No. Oh, similar to Geometry Wars, or similar to Asteroids, or something like that, but not Asteroids and not Geometry Wars.
So it's a top,
it's a thing where you're a little ship and you fly around and you shoot stuff.
Have I played it?
Probably not.
Oh, great. It's an Archimedes game. I think it's on the Archimedes. I don't know what it is, though.
I don't know what it is, what a shame.
I just know it's on the Archimedes from that face you're pulling.
How do you know from that face I'm pulling?
It's your smug face. I'll then find out I'm wrong. That's not Archimedes.
I don't know.
A-R-C-H.
I'll just put on the arc.
On the arc. Archimedes.
It's Archimedes. Alright, if you think you know what it is, I'm sure there are some listeners out there who have played it, especially those in the UK.
So it's a British developed game?
Practically all the Archimedes stuff was.
Oh, really?
It?
Okay.
Yeah, the Archimedes was only really big in the UK and Japan.
Or just like the Spectrum.
Spectrum. A lower class computer. With its plastic keys and then rubber keys, but then the plastic ones later on. Yeah. Although, funnily enough, the Archimedes actually had a US-style keyboard layout.
Oh, yeah.
It's
quite weird.
On the old models, yeah. With its giant return key and then the comma.
The at and the,
yeah.
The speech marks there.
Yes, yeah, really weird. Moving on to the A7000, which had a proper PS2 keyboard by itself, and then they started using a UK layout. It was quite weird. Anyways, if you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net, send it in. If you're correct, you win a prize. The prize is the GZs. So, of course, GZ to Sean, Charlotte, and Catherine for correctly guessing last week's.
Because then
last
week's was easy.
New releases this week.
Couple of releases out this week.
Literally.
Dead Space 2. The game, which is apparently good, even though the first one did my head in last night.
Yes, it did. It did my head in last night.
Yeah,
if there's
okay.
Anything like that in Dead Space 2, I'm not going
to
be happy.
If there's any designers who are listening to this who worked on Dead Space 1, what is the deal with this stupid asteroid sequence? Seriously.
Well, the thing is, I understand them doing it to change the pace of gameplay, but in the thing before, you saw me doing that, right? Jumping behind the things and not getting hit by, trying to stop being hit by asteroids. That's a change in pace. That's fine on its own. I didn't need that asteroid bit.
not straight afterwards.
I suppose, though, that gave me the reason for having to go that way, but still.
And in any case, when you were doing that bit and you still had the asteroids hitting the ship, they weren't destroying the ship. Why should the couple coming this way destroy the ship?
Yeah.
Let's be real. And then what's the deal with the whole field anyway? It was way too dense. Are you telling me this is an area in space where asteroids, they're not even asteroids because asteroids are big. These are meteoroids in space, which are all about the same size, about what, 20, 30 meters across at tops? Yeah, where are the smaller ones? You know, if you've got a field that dense, you're going to have a variety of size, with smallest ones being the most common, like with, you know, on a beach, for example. Mm. But obviously a field that dense is going to spread apart and there's going to be no threat whatsoever. So, come on. Dudes, hire me as your flipping science man because I've got science man. I have got so much criticism about Dead Space 2. You could have made it super awesome, but instead, you ruined it. All you needed to do was talk to me first.
When Paul says super awesome, if you haven't listened to the show where we spoke about the scientific things about Dead Space, he means super scientific and scientifically correct.
There's no reason this they couldn't have done this.
The game, I'm sure it will still be enjoyable. I'm looking forward to playing it.
But I'm going
to
be looking at it and thinking,
but yeah.
What?
Paul's going to look at it and say, well, Titan's not like that. Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, what?
But I'm majorly looking forward to playing it.
Okay, so
I want to finish Dead Space and get onto Dead Space 2.
Dead Space 2 has come out, 360, PS3, and of course, the PC.
Yes, you can get a collection on the 360, PS3, and PC. However, the PS3 collection doesn't have a replica plasma cutter like the other two versions does. Although it does have a copy of Dead Space Extraction, which was the Wii title made for Move.
So yeah, for those that don't know, Dead Space is a third-person shooter, sort of action, horror, survival-y, scary stuff.
Yeah.
So think Doom 3, third-person and not as good, and that pretty much sums it up.
Or just think of any survival horror in space. They did Dino Crisis. Yeah, all survival horrors are pretty much third-person.
Yeah, but a third-person with a camera fixed behind you. Not like the old-school
ones.
Yeah,
not with the camera movement one.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah, that's true. That is true.
I just had to point that out because obviously the early Resident Evil and stuff were all, camera in the corner of the room and stuff.
Well, static camera angles.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan of static cameras, though. But it's interesting, though, because, of course, this has come out this year, as is Silent Hill Downpour. So I wonder which will be the more interesting survival horror.
Yep. Perhaps next week I will do a segment on how they need to correct the science of Dead Space 2. And also mention how I am available for correspondence if any game designers are not sure about settings and they need to check with me if it's like scientifically remotely accurate or if they need any story-driven plot development which is scientifically accurate, I can help them work towards that as well.
Well, what we could always do, I could do a review next week. Provided
but
I get to play it.
How's that getting me a job as the science man?
No, I'm saying I can review it and then you can talk about
I'm
science
I'm sick
stuff.
And tired of Brian Cox getting all the jobs.
He's not working on video games. He helped with Sunshine, but...
Yeah, that's more jobs than I've had doing this. I'm going to get you, Brian Cox. Get back to work at the LHC. Stop faffing about. Yogi Bear is also coming out.
Yeah, on the Wii and DS. This is alongside the film, which Paul didn't even know was coming out, that they're making, which is like a 3D Yogi Bear film.
Yogi Bear. Terrible. Yogi, awful.
I used to find it quite annoying.
It's like the Top Cats, only worse.
I was going to say, I'd watch Top Cat.
Oh my God. You actually... Oh, dear.
I don't remember whatever happened in it, but I liked the theme song.
No, I don't remember it. All I remember is Danger Mouse and Scooby-Doo were far better.
Ren and Stimpy?
Awful.
Rhubarb and Custard?
Haven't heard of it.
Oh. Pingu?
Pingu, terrible. Oh. Anything where throwing poop around is a running joke is ridiculous.
What?
I'm sure that's all he was doing half the time.
Really? They throw snow?
It just poop.
Well, it's made up of like plasticine or something, isn't it? It always looked pretty weird though.
Regardless, it's stupid. Because the thing is, I was like 15 when all that stuff came out, so I was just like,
yeah, just like how you said Earthworm Jim's lame, but I don't agree with you on that.
So yeah, that's the fantastic releases.
Yeah, there's only actually two games.
Obviously, we're massively looking forward to Yogi Bear and can't wait to get our hands on it.
There were a few other releases coming out, but I wasn't sure if they were actually coming out. Because you can't trust websites like Play.
Play suck. I never news, we can't wait to get our paws on Yogi Bear. That could have been another alternative title.
That was cute with the hand movements.
Yeah, you guys can't see it, but I am making hand movements. I'll do it close to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm just going to hear around a crab.
This is what we call the crab man.
The crab man. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so that's all that's coming out this week, pretty much.
Yep.
Fun. Don't forget, that Halo Reach controller competition is still open if you want to enter it. It finishes
check
on Wednesday.
On website.
Yep, gamingcast.net, you can see it. Or, you know, our YouTube channel, the video's on there as well. Send letters in. Do that stuff that we usually mention at the end of the show.
Twitter, Facebook, Steam, we're all on these things. Links on the website. Subscribe to us using your podcatching software to automatically get updates as the episodes roll out. Zune, we're on that. iTunes, we're on that. Just search for Gamercast, or, like I said, links on the website. Blah, blah, blah. Gamercast is proudly brought to you by Bob Mann's American Accent Training Center, where Sonic, Bob Mann hasn't paid his bills, so I'm not doing the intro.
What do you mean he hasn't paid his bills?
He's not giving us any money in like 4 years.
Oh, did he before?
I'm sure, well, we did. Back in the olden days, we did have like a handful of donator people who would donate money to keep things running. But obviously nowadays, with Catherine doing all the work and Adam not being as funny, no one gives us money anymore.
Adam not being as funny. How about Adam not being on? Remember, he's not on the show.
Shut up. Don't say that. So that's pretty much it for this week. Otherwise, we'll just blabber on for another 10 minutes, Adam style. But we're not going to do that because this is a professional podcast with high standards.
Imagine, like, some Dead Space stuff next week and whatever news happens. Because there was quite a lot of news this week, so...
Have you been enjoying Spare Parts?
Yes, I have been enjoying Spare Parts.
Spare Parts, download it from the Xbox Live Arcade or the PlayStation thing.
Yeah, it's only 800 points as well, so...
Yeah, it's basically the Lego games, only better.
I've almost finished it.
Have you 200G'd it?
No. I.
Why can you not 200G it?
I will almost 200G it.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff I've still got to do to 200G it.
Alright.
But yeah, so we'll catch you guys next week. Bye!